Will you pray with me? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear fellow redeemed, there is bread free for the asking of all students, staff, and professors. We see that sign occasionally around here referring to the food bank, and it is welcome. Food. And this morning in our text, we have God's spiritual bread, food bank, free for the asking. One would not like to carry this analogy too far, lest we fall into the same trap that the people to whom our Lord was speaking fell. These were the people who just a short time before had been fed in that feeding of the 5,000 across the sea. They had wanted to make the Lord their bread king. And they were now coming to see more signs. They even realized that somehow he got to this side by some kind of miracle. They were too timid to ask how. So when they come to Jesus and see him on the other side of the sea, when there was no boat left for him, they say, "When did you get here?" And then they talk to him and they want to see more signs. More signs. They were after the thrill without ever seeing the significance behind the signs. And so they even throw up to the Lord Moses and manna. "What signs will you do? Why don't you do more for us? Then we might believe." I fear at times we don't fall too far behind that same way of thinking. "Lord, show me more signs in my life. Do this for me, do that for me. I thank you for this, I thank you for that." And somehow the true bread of life goes unnoticed. And so the Lord says to them at the conclusion of our text, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." One of these great I am statements found in Scripture that shines at us like a beacon light. I am the bread. I am the good shepherd. I am the vine, you are the branches. I am. Jesus himself is. And he doesn't say just bread. I am the bread. There is no other bread that gives life. I am the bread. The bread he identifies for us. "If a man eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." His bread, his flesh, his blood that he gave on the cross. It is bread that not only sustains life as earthly bread sustains life, but it is bread that produces and sustains life. It restores that life that was lost in the sin of Adam. It is that bread which we accept by faith. We eat it spiritually by faith. For the Lord says, all who eat, he will raise on the last day and give everlasting life. All who come to him by faith and eat the bread will have everlasting life. My friends in Christ, he talks to us, to you and to me, saying, I am the bread of life. Believe you have life. You have it now. You are joined with me. I and you and me, we become one in that mystical union. And now we are alive. We have new life in him already now, not just sometime in the future. We have life everlasting now. We are alive. How do we know it? Yesterday, those of you who were in chapel heard that one way to know we were in the city of Psalm 87 was to sing songs of joy and praise. But certainly that is not the only way, nor did Professor Muller indicate that. When we believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have new life in him. And we must live that life. This is not a must of command only. This is a must of consequence. We don't have this as choices. If we are alive in him, we live alive in him. We must. I fear too often we would rather sit around and debate. Sit around and talk and discuss fine points. While the word is not out, the bread of life is not brought to the sinner. Is it motives that count? Oh, certainly. But is it not important that the word gets spread? Paul in Philippians even talks about those who would preach the gospel for the very purpose of hurting St. Paul. Hardly what one would call a noble motive. And Paul simply thanks his God that the gospel is being spread. Are we alive? Have you ever thought of the comfort of sanctification? I'll say it again, the comfort of sanctification. That it is by that very sanctified life that we live, that holy life, that being alive in Christ, that being regenerated, being redeemed for him, it is by that very life that we live that we can be certain we are bringing forth the fruit. We are still tied into the vine. We are still en Christo. We are still there in him, drawing our lifeblood from him, because he will not let us go. He has promised that to us. He that hath begun a good work will bring it to the day of completion in Christ our Lord. We are his. He will have us live that way, and when we do, that's how John says we know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brother. Do we have a choice? We can sit back again and say, well, I can sit on my duff. All those that are going to be saved are going to be saved anyway. That isn't the point. The point is we must, with the disciples, say, we cannot help but speak of those things which we have seen and heard. That is what alive in Christ means. We have eternal life to live out here, now, in this place, in this world, where you are, where you go, even in whatever station in life you may find yourself. The Lord was not only speaking, you know, to those who were unbelievers. Some of these were his disciples at that time. And when he talked about himself coming down from heaven, that he was the flesh that they had to eat by faith, he was the only bread. Only those who would eat him by faith would have eternal life. The text says that after that time, some of them began to dribble away. It was just too much for them. We have been redeemed by this body and blood that is the bread of life. The Father has drawn us to Him. And we have the promise of Jesus saying that He doesn't lose any that the Father draws to Him. And so, we hang on by faith. My dear Christian friends, that faith is important to us, is it not? I think we can honestly say this morning that there's not a one of us in here this morning who has not sat in the quiet of his room or in the darkness of his bed and have pondered questions of life and death and reality of God and the hard things of God. And so often we have made them too difficult. For the Lord simply says to us, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats of me will never hunger and thirst again. It is complete, it is full, it is ours. It is ours to use. It is ours to live, and to live joyously and fully in Him and for Him. And so when others may leave and dribble away, the Lord also looks at us this morning. And as He said to His disciples, you don't want to leave me too, do you? May God give each and every one of us the answer of Peter that day, where he said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. He is the bread of life. We eat by faith, free. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.